I'm joined by the Guardian's John Boone in Kabul. John, what can you tell us about the death of the head of the High Peace Council?
All we know so far is that it was a bomb that went off in his house right in the middle of Kabul, very near a whole bunch of embassies. It's been confirmed by an aide to another man who was also and has been seriously injured that it was a suicide bomber. We also know at the time that Rabbani and his close aide, a man called Massoum Spanakzai, were holding face-to-face talks with insurgents as part of their role as leading lights of something called the Haidal, which was really all about trying to talk to the other side and create a framework for peace talks. So that we know there were two insurgents in the building at the time. It hasn't been confirmed whether one or both of these individuals were responsible for the blast, but from the witnesses or bystanders who are not too far from the building, it seems likely that the blast came from within rather than from outside the building.
What insurgents? Do you mean the Taliban?
We're not clear who exactly they were meeting with, which particular faction. There are many factions that comprise the different insurgencies in Afghanistan. I think we will, there's a particular group that we'd be blamed for this. It's called the Haqqani Network. They've been fingered for most of the recent serious attacks in Kabul. They are the ones that the U.S. government have consistently are the closest to the Pakistani military, and it is thought by really most analysts that the Pakistanis want to have a high degree of control and influence over any peace talks. So I'm speculating a bit here, but I think many people will be moving to the king could well have been an effort by the big regional neighbor to try and assert control over the peace process and really another way to indicate that peace in Afghanistan without the Pakistanis being on board. But all of this will, I think, will become clearer when we've got a better idea of which group was. Was it the Taliban, the movement led by Mullah Omar, based over the border in Pakistan, in Quetta, or was it the Haqqani Network, an affiliated allied group to the Taliban, but as I say, one that is much closer to the Pakistani military and intelligence service.
And how significant a blow is this for the security situation in Afghanistan, especially coming so soon after the 20-hour siege, at least partly in the diplomatic enclave of Kabul?
I think it's not so significant for security per se. I think it's hugely significant for Afghan politics. Potentially, or I think almost certainly, blows Hamid Karzai's entire peace agenda out of the water. Now, lots of analysts have argued that maybe sincere about peace, maybe by appointing people like Rabbani, who's actually a very controversial figure, not particularly liked by the insurgents, maybe Karzai wasn't particularly serious in the first place. Nonetheless, this is what Karzai has invested in very heavily over the last 18 months. This thing the High Peace Council was in charge of. As far as Karzai was concerned and his government, this was the thing that was meant to try and deliver on peace, or at the very least, some representatives of the different insurgent groups who could come in, hold talks. It was the framework for Karzai's whole strategy. That, I think, is now in very real danger, really disintegrating into nothing. The second issue is this man Rabbani was an extremely important figure amongst northern non-Pashtun and, in general, anti-Taliban Afghans. Now, these people are crucial. Their buy-in is essential if there's ever going to be a successful peace deal. Now, the insurgents, we don't know which particular group, have taken out one of their great leaders, one of the heroes of the jihad against the Soviet Union in the 1980s. Rabbani was one of the presidents in the short-lived Mujahideen government up in Kabul after the collapse, government in 1992. So I think that this is going to play havoc with Afghan politics on all sorts of on all sides of the equation, and it's an extremist moment. With hindsight, people might say this was you know, a trigger for greater ethnic strife potentially, and greater political uncertainty in the country.
Thanks very much, John.